بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب ما جاء في صفة أكل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The chapter that has come on the characteristic of the eating of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, or the description of the eating of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. عن ابن كعب بن مالك عن أبيه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يلأك أصابعه ثلاثا. So this hadith describes the eating of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to lick his fingers three times. After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to complete his eating, it's a sunnah to lick the fingers three times. Now, this three can either mean that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to lick his fingers three times, or that he used to lick three of his fingers, because it was sunnah for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was the sunnah of his to eat with three fingers. So actually both are mustahab, to lick the three fingers and to lick three times. And actually this is done for two reasons. The first is cleanliness. It's a means of cleansing your fingers after you eat. But furthermore, it's actually a very, very deep way in which you show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your thanks. Now look, even if you eat with a fork, it's the same thing. You should lick the fork clean when you're done. The reason why is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's account of us and His recording of our deeds is so precise that every molecule of food that you eat is recorded. Essentially, you can think of it like this. Every molecule of food that you eat is recorded. So there are particles of food lying on your finger after you finish eating, or lying on your fork. And you have no right to waste that food, because that is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. And part of that gift is to not waste a single morsel of the food. Now you think about where food comes from. Forget about the whole meal. Let's just think about the rice that you eat. The rice that we ate last night. So that seed for that grain of rice had to be planted. Somebody had to plant the seed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to shower His sun and rain and fertile soil for that particular seed to grow. Then that seed has to grow. No disaster can afflict it. No insects can afflict it. It has to grow to its full height by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then somebody has to harvest that seed. Then, after harvesting that seed has to be ground. Then it has to be prepared. Then it has to be trucked to the grocery store. Then in the grocery store, someone has to unload it and put it on the shelf. Then it has to be packaged. Then unload it on the shelf of the grocery store. Then you have to go and you have to purchase it. And you then have to buy it. There's somebody at the checkout aisle. And then you have to drive it home. So there's all that stuff that goes into the car, which we haven't even discussed. And then you have to come home, and then you have to cook it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you heat to cook it, and He gave you pots to cook it, and He gave you water with which to cook it, and then you eat it, and then your body digests it, and all the billions of miracles that exist in the digestion of your food. There are so many blessings in just a morsel of food that if you sat here and enumerated them, we would do it until we would be in our graves. That's how deep every single blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So we will be asked about every molecule. How did we use the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And so, this is one of the ways in which you show your appreciation. That even that last bit of rice that lay on your finger, that has tremendous blessings behind it. So what right do we have to waste it? Even a morsel. It has infinite blessings behind it. And so this is a way of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and showing the appreciation that you have for His ni'mah by not wasting. And so even the last bit of food on your fingers should be eaten and the fingers should be licked if you're eating with your fingers, or the fork that you're eating with, in order to, one, fulfill the sunnah of the Prophet, and two, in order to fulfill your thankfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not wasting what He has given you as a gift. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أكل طعاما لعك أصابعه ثلاثا The Prophet ﷺ, when he used to eat food, he used to lick his fingers 3 times. It's actually mustahab to lick the fingers, to eat with 3 fingers. And this could again be salata, it's actually as-salata. So this is applying to asabi'ahu in this particular hadith. So the hadith translates as that the Prophet ﷺ, when he used to eat, he used to, food, he used to lick his 3 fingers. Now it's mustahab to eat with 3 fingers. When you eat with your fingers, it's, first of all, it's mustahab, it's sunnah to eat with fingers, and second of all, it's mustahab to eat with 3 fingers. And the Prophet ﷺ, you see it with his thumb and two other fingers. Now, there's some benefits that the ulama discuss with this method of eating. And the first is that you end up taking smaller morsels of food when you eat with only 3 fingers. And so what this does is this sends a message to the brain that food is starting to enter. And the brain sends, the brain receives this message and it begins to feel full. And because the morsels are smaller, you feel fuller more quickly. And so you tend to eat less when you take smaller bites. Similarly, there's less strain on the throat and less strain on the stomach. So if you take a smaller bite, you're bound to chew it better, you're going to swallow it better, and your body will be able to digest it easier because you'll have presented it with smaller morsels of food which have a larger surface area. And the larger surface area is what the enzymes of your body and your digestive system work on. It's the surface area of the food. So you benefit yourself in several ways by taking small morsels. And Abi Duhafa, قال رسول الله قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أما أنا فلا آكل متقئا. As for me, I do not eat reclining. The Prophet ﷺ did not like to eat reclining. عن ابن كعب ابن مالك عن أبيه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعقل بأصابعه الثلاثة ويلعقهن. The Prophet ﷺ, he used to eat with his 3 fingers, or he used to eat with his 3 fingers and he used to lick them. Now, in this day and age, many people think that it's disgusting to eat with the hand, but actually it's the sunnah of the Prophet. So even if you don't want to eat with your hand, that's fine. If you want to eat with a fork, if that's how you feel comfortable, that's appropriate. But to look at it with disgust is unfortunate. And so we should realize that the Prophet ate with his hand, and there is no greater of creation than the Prophet. And so this is a sunnah and we should appreciate it and respect it and have a love for it. قال سمعت أنس بن مالك يقول. The narrator says that I heard Anas ibn Malik say, أُوتِيَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِتَمْرٍ فَرَأَيْتُهُ يَأْكُلُ وَهُوَ مُقْعٍ مِنَ الْجُوعِ. I saw the Prophet ﷺ was given some dates. And I saw that he was eating them while he was reclining because he was leaning from hunger. Now this is an exemption to what the Prophet ﷺ said. The Prophet ﷺ says that I don't eat while I'm reclining. On this instance, the Prophet ﷺ was so hungry that he was leaning over because of his hunger, because of the pain in his body from the hunger that he was experiencing. So this is not an excuse to eat while leaning. This is an exception because of the hunger the Prophet ﷺ then highlights the times, the difficult times that the Prophet ﷺ underwent, yet he constantly remained thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.